back to it now with our guest Mark Houck, who, after having his home raided by more than 20 SWAT members from the federal government on a Friday morning at 6:45 a.m. after he had offered to cooperate, what do you need? We'll come down, tell you what, we'll work this out, whatever you need. That wasn't good enough. Local authorities had dropped the charges. The Department of Justice followed it. In his crime, defending his child against an aggressive pro-abortion activist. Mark, so you got to tell me about the trial. I mean, obviously the whole country was praying for you. There were guns flying around when they came to the door, and now you're on trial. In literally 11 years, you're basically on trial. This is a serious matter. Even though they'd offered you the plea deal, which you said never happens, it was still. I mean, 11 years, that weighs on a guy.
Sure. Well, it was heavy, and it was a heavy cross to bear, and we carried it with great trust and faith. And, you know, there was definitely a time of anxiety, of course, to be expected, stress. But we put our trust in the Lord, and we felt his peace and joy. As I said, just prior to the trial, they offered a plea deal basically saying, if you say you're guilty, we'll basically drop everything. Which my wife said, you won't take that. I won't allow you to come home if you take that. And also because you're innocent. And second, and thirdly, because we want to establish case law to prevent this from happening to future sidewalk counselors. So we risked a lot going into court. We knew there was exposure there and that, you know, we could be dealing with a single mom with seven children for quite a while. But we trusted, put our trust in the process. Judge Gerald Papert was fair. He had a lot of wisdom and integrity. My attorneys, Thomas More Society, based out of Chicago, led by right. Peter Breen, and my local attorney, Brian McMonagle, arguably the best defense attorney in the country, did a phenomenal job. And basically made the government, I hate to say it, but made them look foolish.
I don't think you hate
job.
To say it. I certainly don't hate to hear it. So we're going to go ahead and mark that down as that's okay that you said that. Listen, they busted into your house in front of your kids, your wife, your family, after you had said, hey, we'll come in, we'll do whatever. They did this in the most egregious fashion, over the top. And when you made the comment about this wouldn't happen in the Trump administration and they dropped their heads, you say, well, obviously you got their attention when you said that, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we did, and like, I wasn't trying to, but it's the only thing that made sense to me. And after the Dobbs case, you know, this all gets accelerated, right? And the pressure, you know, gets put on pro-life America in this way. So I don't know the coincidence here. It seems too good to be true for that not to be related.
Well, certainly. So what do you say to the folks out there, you know, that are still actively doing the sorts of things that you do, whether it's pro-life activities or any other issue that, you know, is not favorable by those on the left?
Sure. Well, stay the course. You know, trust in your call, your mission. Don't fear. You know, fear is not of God, and continue to do what you feel called to do. And I've always been telling people who say, what can I do for you? I said, well, go be where I can't be right now, you know, and don't make the excuse that, you know, that it's what's happened to me is going to happen to you. So just go do and fulfill the will of God in your life and trust in his goodness to protect you and keep you safe and do everything that you need to do to fulfill that call. So that's what I've been telling people.
Well, and let me ask you this. Are you still actively involved? Are you back, you know, standing out front and saying, hey, you could make a different choice. This isn't the only option you have. Are you still doing those things?
Amen. Yeah, we're doubling down. We're going back out. And I haven't been back this week because I'm doing a lot of interviews like this. But I'll be back next Wednesday in my regular cadence and schedule. And we'll be out there with my wife and my seven children next Wednesday. To just show the world, you know, we're going to continue, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight.
Well, what happens if you see that same gentleman again that antagonized you in the first place? How does that play out?
Well, the CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania will not allow that. She said he violated all rules of engagement on the stand. So he will not be there. Even if I do see him, I've known him for 20 years, we pray for him. We pray for his healing. He's a broken guy. He's a wounded man. And we'll just pray for him like we pray for all those collaborating with abortion.
Wow, talking about taking the high road. A lot of credit for you right there, Mark Houck. You know, I don't know if I could be so generous. But you are truly a stand-up individual of integrity, a man that believes in the things that he talks about, and I appreciate that. Mark, if there's some place people would like to find out more, follow your story, keep up with you, is there a website or something they can do?
Sure, Steve. Thanks again for the time. They can go to thekingsmen.org, which is my website for my ministry.
Thekingsmen.org. Mark Houck, good for you. Way to stay the course. Way to stand up and be fearless against a giant government overreach. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You have it. Mark Houck, everybody. Can you imagine, you know, being on trial, facing 11 years in prison, wondering if your wife and seven children would be able to make it without you, and you put your faith in God completely? Could you do that? Could you do that? It's a serious question. Take it all on faith. All right. I'm going to step back for a moment here. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll have sports with Brock. In the next hour, Jason Hayes will be here from the Mackinac Center. Malcolm Collins will be here, the pragmatist's guide to crafting a religion. Fun of Malcolm Collins here. So don't go anywhere as we get ready to enter the next hour of the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.